And open your Bibles, please, to the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter, Jeremiah chapter 1. In your Schofield Bible, page 772, we'll be reading verses 4 through 9. The 4th through the 9th verses, we'll read the verses responsively, and you give special attention, please, to verse 5, which is the text verse, Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 9. And let's stand, please, as is our custom to do, for the reading of God's Word. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I adorned thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And Father, just as you put the words in the mouth of Jeremiah of old, we believe that you do it today. We believe that you do it to men of God who are yielded to thee. Thankful for a preacher who's yielded to thee, and trust thee now to put the words in his mouth for our hearing tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak tonight on the subject, find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Now, normally on Sunday night, our usual schedule, when we're not celebrating our centennial, I start preaching just about 30 minutes earlier than right now. During our celebration, I have been preaching, starting my messages about 20 minutes before right now. But I assure you that if you will listen to me carefully, I will not take advantage of your schedule and will not be here much longer than usual. I'll cut my message, and I mean that. I won't have to cut it because I purposely made the message somewhat shorter tonight, knowing that we did have many things on the schedule. But I want to ask you tonight to listen very, very carefully as I bring sort of a commencement address. This is not just for those who graduate, but I would like you young folks over here to really give me a hearing tonight. I'd like for all of you, let me ask you a question. How many of you are graduating this year from our junior high school, our high school, our City Baptist High School, or our college? You're going to be graduating. Would you stand, please? All of you all over the house will be graduating. So you can see many, many. Thank you very, very much. To these and to all the other students and to all of us, I want to talk tonight on the subject, find yourself, you're in there somewhere. Our Heavenly Father, bless all of our hearts tonight as we think on these things from Thy blessed book. Alert us, make us attentive to the preacher and to Thee. Amen. God came to Jeremiah, and he did what we would call, or term, a call to preach. I'm not sure I like the title. I used it just a while ago, talking to Brother Jim. I'm not sure I like the term at all. In my book, Strength and Beauty, I have a chapter there on the line, Call to Leadership, instead of Call to Preach. But tonight I want to tell you, as near as you'll ever find, what a call really is. Jeremiah is an adult. He says he's a child, but he meant he was young, like I often use the term kid preacher. Doesn't mean the fellow's a kid. When I was a kid preacher, I was a young man, and I called myself a kid preacher. But God came to Jeremiah, and he said, Jeremiah, I I want you to do a work for me. Then he said something, he said these statements, these words. He said, I knew thee from the womb. I took note of thee from the womb. I selected thee as my servant from the womb. I formed thee. And he said, I sanctified thee. I set you apart for special service before you were ever born. He said, I ordained you to the ministry before you were ever born. Now then, Jeremiah was already then. In his mother's womb, he was ordained. An ordained preacher by God in his mother's womb. He was already sanctified, set apart to the ministry in his mother's womb. Now it's time for Jeremiah to find himself. He's already there. It's time for him to find himself. God said, Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew thee. I took note of thee. I selected thee. I formed thee. I sanctified thee. I ordained thee. I called you to preach, made you a preacher. And now, Jeremiah, it's time for you to discover what you've always been. That's basically what it is. Was then Jeremiah called to preach? No. Was Jeremiah made to be a preacher? No. Jeremiah was made a preacher. He was made a preacher. Now, when he was called, God simply said, Jeremiah, find yourself. You're in there somewhere. He simply looked and said, there I am. There I am. A sculptor one time was asked how he could do the work that he did. How he could take a big old piece of wood or piece of steel. How he could form that to look like somebody, a famous man. And the sculptor said, I just cut away everything that didn't look like him. I'll never forget what a dear black lady said down south years ago. A fella taking a little block of wood and had chipped away on that block of wood and made a bust of Abraham Lincoln. And let black ladies said, and you will forgive me for using her accent, she said, Lord of mercy, I didn't know he was in there. In that block of wood was Abraham Lincoln. All we had to do was chip away everything that did not look like him. My mother told me many times, my sister knows about this. My mother told me many times, she said, son, when Dr. Carlyle came to our house to deliver you, September 25th, 1926, she said, son, there was a veil over your body. I don't understand it. But she said, Dr. Carlyle said, Mrs. Hiles, I've only seen this two or three times in my life. But she said, in every case, there was something special that God had for the child to do. And my mother said that before Dr. Carlyle left, he had to take that veil that was over my entire body and lift that veil away. I'm nothing special, but I thank God tonight he made me a preacher before I was born. I thank God tonight I never was called to preach. I just found what was in there all the time. And one day God just cut away everything, didn't look like it. You've heard me say this numbers of times, but I guess one of the sweetest things ever said to me was said by our oldest daughter, Becky, when she said, Daddy, down inside this 35-year-old woman's body, there's still a little 3-year-old golden-haired girl who worships her daddy. Down inside this 60-year-old body, there's still a poor little ghetto-bound kid, son of an alcoholic, poverty-stricken mother. There's still a little ghetto-bound kid down inside that body, this body. But I want to thank God for something else. That down inside that little ghetto-bound poor kid, there was a preacher, even in those days. God ordained it so. God made it so. Just as real as God made me before I was born a preacher. And just as real as God made Jeremiah a preacher before he was ever born. God made you before you were ever born. Now your job is to find out what you are. You're in there somewhere. So what happened 44 years ago on a watch night service to Hillcrest Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas? Was I called to preach after all? I think not. I think I just found myself. I found a preacher inside my little body. In those days, it was a little body. I found myself. That's all a call to preach is. Call to preach is when you find yourself. And that's what it is for any vocation, for anybody. God has made you something. You were that something before you were born. Now it's up to you to find what you are. That those high school boys who egg somebody's house, cause somebody to have to be afraid, somebody to have to work unduly. That wasn't you that did that. You just haven't found yourself yet. There's something inside you that God has made you that is holy and right and sanctified for a special purpose. In God's name, young people, find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Find yourself. Let God cut away everything that does not look like what you are. That those college girls breaking the rules at Howells Anderson College. Those college girls trying to get by with hiding rule breaking. That's not you. That's not you. Find yourself. There's decency in there. Find it. There's purity in there. Find it. There's a purpose and plan of God in there. Find it. Find yourself. You're in there somewhere. That young lady tonight, living in sin, that's not you. That's not you. That's somebody the devil has made you to be like, but that's not you. Because before you were ever born, God, hear me, God had a purpose for you. But more than all of that, God made you then to be that. I'm convinced I was a preacher before I was born. And 44 years ago, I just found myself. I was always a preacher. I was in there somewhere. Same thing said about John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 and verse 15, it says he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Now, does that mean that John the Baptist was preaching in the citywide campaigns in his mother's womb? Does that mean between feedings at his mother's breast, he pastored a church and got a bunch of folks saved? No, that doesn't mean that at all. John the Baptist still had to get the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But he was made in his mother's womb a Spirit-filled person. And all John the Baptist had to do was find himself. He was in there somewhere. The Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road, in Acts 9:15, was told by God,
You are a chosen vessel. What does that mean? That means that before Paul was born, God chose him. Well, what was Paul for all those years between the time of his birth and the time of his conversion? He wasn't Paul. That's why he wasn't called Paul. He was called Saul of Tarsus. It was Paul that was conceived in his mother's womb. Saul was the block of wood that had to be chopped away. And as soon as you can chop Saul away, you got Paul. As soon as you can chop Jacob away, you've got Israel, a prince of God. Long time before Jacob or Israel became a prince of God to himself, he already was a prince of God. God made him from his mother's womb a prince of God. He just had to find himself. He was in there somewhere. Isaiah 49 verse 1, Isaiah says about the same thing. Said, the Lord called me from the womb. The Lord called me from the womb. Now here's the thing about it. If you tonight are not going to use your life to be what you are, and that, look, that's basically what God's will is. God's will is you using your life to be what you are. And being outside of God's will is you using your life to be what you aren't. Now, if you want to go ahead and be a fake or a facade the rest of your life and do what you aren't, go ahead. But what you ought to do is say, I'm going to be what I am, and you can't help it. You fight it all you want to fight it. You're still what God made you to be. You're what you are. Down in there is the real you. Down in there is the decent you. Down in there is the pure you. Down in there is the honorable you. Down in there is the serving you. And if you are what you are, you've got to cut away the facade of hypocrisy. That is what you, the devil, has made you to be and become what you really are. I'm not a... Somebody said, well, I want to be myself. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But yourself is not the one you want to be. Yourself is the one that God made you in your mother's womb. That's what... By the way, this is not just for preachers. This is not just for preachers. You remember the story when Gideon, the little introvert of Israel, was behind the wine press threshing wheat because he was so timid and shy? He was the runt kid of the runt family, of the runt tribe, of the runt nation of the world. He was a runt. The angel of God came to him. He was hiding behind the wine press threshing wheat because of timidity and shyness. And God's angel came and said, all hail, thy mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. Hey, some of these young men over here who are listening right now, few of them are. Some of them who are listening right now. You didn't shoot the winning basket in the basketball game. You weren't the best running back on the football team. You're just a little shy fella now. But I want to tell you, there's some mighty men of valor over there that don't know it yet. Little Gideon threshing his wheat behind the wine press. And the angel came and said, all hail, thy mighty man of valor. And the next three words were the words, oh, my Lord. Gideon said, that's not me. Oh, yes, it is, Gideon. You're in there somewhere. Find yourself, Gideon. Find what you were before you were born. You're in there somewhere. Same thing is told about King David. Psalm 139, verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made. Did you hear that? My substance, what is that? What I really am. David said, I did not know at first what I really was. But what I really was not hidden from thee, God. You always knew what I was. And David is simply saying that from my mother's womb, when I was made, when I was conceived, I was made. Not a preacher, not an evangelist, but a king. A king. Your Majesty, I bow before you in the nursery of the hospital. Your Majesty, I bow before you as a child. You have not yet sat upon a throne. You have not yet wielded a scepter. You've not yet worn a crown. But you're a king. You remember the story about that headmaster of a school in Germany back 500 years ago or so? He'd walk in every morning, had a little class of boys. He'd take off his hat and bow before that class of boys. One day somebody asked him, why every day do you stop and bow and take your hat off and bow before these boys in your class? And this headmaster said, I do so because I know not what great men of learning and leadership may be in this class. And he did not know, because sitting in that class at the very moment he spoke those words was a little boy named Martin Luther. He had the Reformation in his class. He had royalty in his class. He had power in his class. All I'm asking you young folks to do is be what you are. Be what you are. Young folks believe in sincerity. Young folks don't like a fake. They don't like a facade. They like sincerity. They like something real. That's all I'm asking you to do. Be the real you. And the real you is not the lawbreaker. The real you is not the rebel. The real you is not the rule breaker. The real you is not rebellion. The real you is not sin. The real you is not the smoker of pot. The real you is not the watcher of filth. The real you is that which God made you in your mother's womb. Find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Find yourself. Same thing is true about Jacob. Now, Jacob wasn't a preacher. Jacob wasn't a soldier. Jacob wasn't a king. Jacob was a farmer. A farmer. Jacob said, God said to Jacob in Isaiah 44:2, I formed thee from the womb. In Isaiah 44:21, thou art my servant, I have formed thee. In Isaiah 44:24, I have formed thee from the womb. Listen to me. That fellow who stole that birthright from Esau was not Jacob. That was the devil's imitation of Jacob. That person that tricked Esau out of his birthright and the blessing of his dying father, that was not Jacob. That was the devil's imitation of Jacob. And after 20 years outside the will of God, Jacob had to come back to Jabbok, a middle-aged man, to find himself. That man holding the bottle in his hand tonight, that's not the real you. Every once in a while somebody says, well, I don't want to go to church, I've got to be myself. That's not what you're talking about. No. What you're saying is, you have got to be what you have made yourself out to be. But yourself, is that person you were in the womb of your mother. And I want you to tell you something. You may never preach a sermon, but a lot of folks will never preach a sermon who are preachers. They'll never find themselves, but they're preachers. They're farmers who will never make a furrow with a plow. But they're farmers. They're made back from their mother's womb. They're kings who will never sit on a throne. They're soldiers who will never fight a battle. Why? Because they want to be something they're not. Now, I want to tell you something. The height of hypocrisy is for you not to be yourself. But yourself is what you were in your womb, in your mother's womb. I'll tell you something. Listen to me. God has made... Now, I'm not saying God has a plan and He'll make you follow that plan. Listen, just like in a little acorn is every ingredient needed for a big oak. A little bitty seed is every ingredient needed, and it's already a tree. An acorn is already a tree. Has every ingredient needed. And whatever God has revealed to you, you ought to do with your life. You had every ingredient in that little embryo formed in the womb of your mother. Jacob wasn't called. He just one day saw himself Jeremiah wasn't called to preach. He just one day found out he was a preacher. John the Baptist wasn't called to be the forerunner of Jesus. He just one day found himself. He was in there. He found himself. David wasn't called to be the king. David was anointed king a long time before he was ever king. He was anointed king when he was a young lad. He was already a king before he sat on the throne and already been anointed. I don't mean by God, I mean by the nation. He'd already been anointed king a long time, years before he ever sat on the throne, wielded a scepter, marshaled an army, or led a nation. He was already a king.
They're little preachers sleeping in the nursery right now. They're kings sleeping in that nursery right now. Brother Eddie and Jamie, that little boy that was born to you this week, and those others whom God gave never dying souls and gave you the custodial care of them, is not your job to help them to be called of God to be what God calls them to be. It's your job to chop away and find them so they can find themselves. That's our job. That's what Hiles Anderson College is for. That's what Hammond Baptist Schools are for. What? To help young people find themselves. They're in there somewhere. That's what it's all about. So let him chisel on you. You're in there. That rebellion is keeping you from seeing you. That sin is keeping you from seeing you. That selfishness is keeping you from seeing you. There sits at the end of this row here, back in the back, a man named Randy Erickson, one of the finest men I know. Randy Erickson is one of the most valuable men that works here. Randy Erickson didn't one day feel called of God, he may have thought he did, feel called of God to be our maintenance man here. I don't mean a custodian, he's over the entire maintenance of all of our buildings. God didn't one day just say, Randy, I want you to do it. Before Randy was ever born, he was already the caretaker of these facilities. And one day, he found himself. He said last night to me, came in for our weekly meeting. He said, Preacher, I just want to thank you for letting me work here. I love it. I love my work. You know why? He found himself. Over here, the choir on the end. Merrill Phillips. I hate to brag on anybody in the bass section, but there's one or two fellows up there that are worth a little bit. Hold your hand up, Merrill. That man right there, before he was born, was made to be a postman. There was a man that ever lived that is typical postman. It's Merrill Phillips. Now, he's retired now, but he's still a postman. Mr. Ford's no longer in the White House, but he's still called President Ford. MacArthur was no longer in the army, but he was called General MacArthur. That man's a postman right there. One day he found himself. He was in there. John Alta, are you here tonight? Raise your hand if you're here. Where are you, John? The left balcony is big. There you are, John. Thank you. John Alta runs the Boken Funeral Home. John Alt was made to be an undertaker. No, a mortician. Sorry, not a digger. I mean, there was digger in him before he was born. I mean that. You watch him as he does his work. God only knows what that man has meant to the suffering, bereaved people of this church. But he found himself. Nobody's asking you to be a preacher. I'm saying find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Nobody's asking you to go to a foreign mission field unless you're a missionary. I'm asking you to find yourself in the womb. God made you what you were to be and made you to be then what you're supposed to be. Whatever you are now, he made you then. Find yourself. That's all. You're in there somewhere. By the way, let me say this kindly. Young people, college graduates, for God's sake, find yourself while you can still be yourself. Don't let your life get complicated to where when you finally find yourself, you don't qualify to be yourself. Don't do something. Little lady came to my office this morning, sweet little lady. No, you won't know who she is, and I promise you, little lady, if you're here, I will not reveal it to anybody. No one. My family, my friends, nobody. She said, Brother Hiles, I want to move to Hammond and rear my two children. She said, I never married their father, but I want them to be reared right. Can you help me? Yes, I can help her. That may have been a pastor's wife sitting there. Are standing there in my office this morning. But you'll never be one. Because if that be the case, she waited too late to find herself. And she found herself after it was too late to be herself. Did you ever stop to think that if Mary hadn't been a virgin, she couldn't have been the Messiah's mother? I've said to young people all over this world, you so live and so conduct yourself that whatever you are, when you find yourself, you'll be qualified to do what you are. I close with a story I haven't told for years. One of our dear friends in Texas is Joe Boyd. When I was a little boy, Joe Boyd was an all-conference football player in Crozier Technical High School, Dallas, Texas. He had a father who was an older man, a very old man. He'd been a preacher. And a pastor. But his father, because of illness and age and some senility, was no longer pastoring. But he had preach in him. It never gets out of you. Old brother, we called him Father Boyd. Father Boyd. He had sat out in the audience. He'd been preaching so many years, up in years. My pastor would teach some good truth from the Bible, and Father Boyd would holler out so everybody could hear him. I didn't know you knew all that. He was sort of the godfather of the church. Father Boyd got ill up in his 90s. He lived with Joe and Edith, little house on the corner of Marcellus and Hobson, South Marcellus and Hobson. Father Boyd was near death. His room was next to Joel's and Edith's. They opened the door and kept it open because they knew he could die any time. One night while Joe and Edith were asleep, all of a sudden the strangest noise you ever heard in your life came out of Father Boyd's room. And Joe said, Edith, Dad must be dying. They got out of bed and they tiptoed to the room. He wasn't dying. The old man, just a few hours from death, one last time was standing on the bed in his pajamas with his Bible open, preaching a revival campaign. He's not a pastor, but he's still a preacher. I just want to be what he made me to be. I want to be what I am. Somebody said, you got it in you. You can do it. No, that's not right. You got you in you. Find you. You got it in you? No, you got you in you. Somewhere down behind that facade of that young man who's trying to act tough is the real him. Somewhere down beside, behind that facade of that young lady who's lying, trying to act like a harlot. There's that real young lady. Find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Somewhere down inside that rebel at the college who says, I'll do my own thing. Somewhere down inside, there's you. That's not you. That's not you. So I say tonight to all of our graduating seniors, our schools, to all of our young people in our schools, to all of our great membership, host of people tonight in this room. Before you were ever born, you were what you are. Find yourself. You're in there somewhere. Father,